Hello, and welcome to episode 114 of Bardic Quest. In this episode, our heroes delve deeper into the dark depths of Wave Echo Cave, hoping to not only catch up with the recently escaped Black Spider, but also to uncover the secrets within this ancient lost mine. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Doth verily cast your light upon this coin, illuminating this tunnel that leads deeper into the depths. Again, this tunnel does clearly bend to the north, so even with the light, you don't have a clear view as to where it leads.
Okay. So, I guess, do we have any specific plan of action? Just...
I don't know what's in there, so...
Well, there's definitely... We haven't cleared this place by any standard, so... Mm-hmm. We need to be cautious, pick our fights.
I'm happy to scout ahead, in case there's any more flaming skulls.
Well, you'll need this.
Johan's kind of, and kind of, I'm guessing Sergei's got his torch and just kind of takes it off him.
What torch?
The coin you can hide in your hand if you see. You can't do that with the torch.
He's about to walk away and then,
yeah.
Sorry, can't see Johan go. Turns around and gives Sergei's torch back, takes the coin and clenches it in his fist and just goes
I give Johan a pat and cast guidance on him. D4 to a ability check of your choice for the next minute. Off you go.
Johan kind of stomps away stealthily.
Okay. Can I get a stealth check from you then, please?
Plus a D4. Anyway.
That is 9 plus 3 is 12 plus D4. Is 1, 13.
Okay. How far ahead would you like to go in an ideal world?
30 feet.
30 feet.
Okay. Away from Sarg.
So you venture down this tunnel, follow
so
it as it bends.
If I need to be rescued, then I know you're 30 feet behind me and within
10 minutes. 35. I could do 35.
You follow this bend to the north, and then it kind of circles back around, so eventually you think you're facing roughly south. And the tunnel seems to get a bit straighter at that point. And you shine the light down the tunnel. And you think you can just make out, just at the edge of that light, where the tunnel opens out into a larger area.
I look back towards them and go, did not establish that would be a signal of any kind, but he's hoping that they will pick up on it.
Sergei's going to go, oh, I didn't know he had bats in here as well. That's cool.
Well, he's not screaming, so I guess we follow him. And she follows.
He may already be dead.
She like smacks Thoric on the arm.
Ow!
That's not funny.
I'm joking. He's fine.
Cut to yourself. Just made my second saving throw.
If whatever gods there are truly have any mercy or any real power in this world, that man will not go out quietly.
If not, let's go.
All right.
We follow.
You follow. Sergei, are you joining them?
Yes, of course.
All right. So you follow this tunnel. And as you kind of turn the bend, you can see Johan just kind of like squinting, trying to get a better view of where the tunnel goes, holding up this coin as he's kind of like trying to get a better view down the tunnel.
I don't have dark vision, all right? I am but human. And once they're all that, once I can see them all, venture out a little further, just to where, did you say the cave opens up into a wider chamber?
Yes.
So I kind of approach just where the cave starts to really widen.
Okay.
And
risk a little more light.
And kind of open my hand just a little further to see what I can see.
Okay. As you move down this tunnel, it opens up into a large and quite large cavern, actually, of about 70 foot by 70 foot, thereabouts. Very tall ceiling. and a narrow ledge actually overlooks this larger cavern, which actually houses a surging, seething body of water. And this rhythmic booming sound that you've heard throughout your entire presence in the mines is heard much, much louder here. It seems as though, at regular intervals, a fresh surge of water is funneling into this chamber, slamming up against the wall just below the ledge. And the echo itself actually suggests that this cave might be one arm of a much, much larger cavern to the northeast. The ledge is about 15 feet above the water. A surge coming every couple of minutes, raising the water level by about 10 feet. You can also see, in the south edge of this cavern, two tunnels. One looking relatively, unnatural, manufactured, which is the one on the southwest end of the chamber. And you can just about make out on the southeast end of the chamber a more natural looking tunnel, which appears to have kind of naturally formed stone steps leading upward.
Can I hear anything? In this chamber that I'm in, other than the water,
no, that is very much the dominating sound that you hear.
Okay, so I look back to the others and I kind of whisper, be ready, and then open my hand fully,
mm-hmm.
and venture into this chamber. towards the ledge at first.
Yeah.
To just have a look at this strange water and try and find out what its function is and why it's here.
All right, would you like to give me a nature check?
Sure. It's a 16.
Well, it certainly seems to be a natural body of water.
Oh.
It doesn't look as though this has been deliberately placed here. In terms of its function, it may possibly have provided the miners with water whilst they were down here. It certainly seems to be the source of the name of the mine, Wave Echo Cave.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of anything functional, in terms of anything from a kind of mechanical perspective, in terms of fueling anything, it doesn't appear as though it does necessarily have much purpose. However, that being said,
well,
as you are looking around and connecting the dots, you wonder if perhaps the tunnel that you've just walked down might have at some point been an old stream bed.
A what?
Stream bed. So as in, could it have been, possibly, as you're looking around, that actually that tunnel that you just walked down used to have water flowing through it?
Okay, fair enough. Only Johan would be suspicious of a body of water.
Because you recall seeing that as you were walking down that tunnel and you're connecting the dots in hindsight, that you did see a number of rounded boulders and pebbles down that tunnel, which
smooth
would imply...
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it kind of just peers over into and looks at the water and just mouths to it and mutters to himself, Wave Echo. And then pockets the coin, kind of turns it over in his hands and straightens up and kind of walks back towards Muck and Padres. Seems empty.
Hmm.
And it looks like we have to pick one of those two tunnels.
The black spiders and... devious. But surely if the bugbears were there, they were protecting his escape, so we can only hope that we are on the right path.
Thoric, the carved tunnel, is it of dwarven make?
Can I check out... I would wager that everything here is dwarven make if it's not natural.
If it might have been recently mined by the Black Spider's forces.
That is a point. I will determine whether this seems recently mined.
This is the non-natural cavern, yes?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to give me a history check with advantage, please? Courtesy of your stone cunning.
Stone cunning, my lord. That is a 16.
It is certainly dwarven make. Certainly was built / tunneled, whatever you want to call it, many centuries ago.
I relate that. I say we press on. He's already got too much of an advantage with our delay.
I agree. Worried. Which way do you go?
If this cave is very old, like centuries old, maybe the Forge of Spells is in the natural stairs rather than the mined ones.
Would that be the eastern one, the southeastern ones?
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know whether it was the... Wayne, was the Forge of Spells discovered or was it created here? Is that something we even plausibly know?
That is a good question. Do you want to give me a history check?
Sure. Beyond all hope, it's a 15.
Okay. A 15, you say. It was created.
It's created.
Bang goes my theory.
I mean, it's as good as any. I still don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. This, we followed the natural path before. Maybe we should keep doing so again for now. Okay. And then we can always double back.
Can I quickly, being from the seas, check just over the ledge to see if there was any signs of any boat that had been tied up or something?
Or any booty?
Any booty.
Give me a perception check, please.
Perception.
Or an an investigation is probably more appropriate, I suppose.
I help.
You may. So roll with advantage.
I need that. Oh. 15, that'll be.
15. You see no sign of any boat or any sign that any boats have been tied to this ledge.
Okay. Worth checking. Then I will just follow these guys. I'm assuming Thoric is going towards the natural stairs.
Probably good that he goes first.
Sure. I'll, are you alright if I, take the light?
By all means. Flicks it back and wipes his hand.
He tries to catch it, passes it to the treasurer and casts light on his shield.
Alright. So you do once again cast light, using your shield as a lantern of sorts, and you head towards the natural steps that lead upwards, yes?
Indeed.
Okay.
I file in behind Thoric.
So you follow these steps, okay? They go up about 20 feet and then open up into a cave, a very large cave for that matter, of significant size, so significant that your light doesn't flow all the way through to the end of the cavern. But what does happen as you step in is the light from your shield actually bounces off of the ceiling, as almost as though you are looking up at the night sky filled with stars during a clear night. And you can see scattered across the floor here are dozens of skeletons, some looking as though they've been crushed by fallen debris. They're also just scattered across the floor. But also, directly in front of you, to your left, is a large stone building. Proportioned, surprisingly, for human use. Not of the normal scale that you've become used to seeing in here, which is dwarf scale. And you can see that the actual walls of this stone building actually look to be battered and blackened. And there is a small, so it's almost a square building, but there's like almost like a, what looks to be like a little bit that pokes out at the end that you're at, with a little doorway as you look to your left. A small doorway there. But the building does continue round as well into the wider cave. But also, on the western side of the room, you can see there is another dwarven-made tunnel that leads to the west.
I don't like this.
What does it look like this thing was battered by?
That seems to be unclear. Okay. But whatever happened in this chamber seemed to be significant in its catastrophic nature, shall we say, to have blackened this building and seemingly killed dozens of creatures. Is there anybody among you who is proficient in Arcana?
It is Johan.
I knew this would come in handy one day.
No way.
Like 2 years later.
The longest way to pay off ever.
I am proficient in Arcana, which has not benefited me until today.
Okay. As you are stood looking around this cave, Johan, it's almost like, just as your t-shirt suggests, that you can hear and sense a magical aura in this cavern.
I sense magic. Powerful. Terrible.
Sorry, Johan.
You might look at doing that as well.
It's very dusty down here.
Can I sense from what exactly, or the nature of it, if I do an Arcana check?
You can certainly try.
Yeah. Does anyone want to help? In case I cock this up.
I'll help.
Yay. Ooh. That's a 21.
As you're kind of trying to get a sense of what this strange aura that you're sensing is, you're kind of drawn to the building to your left.
There's something about this place. Something. It's not all it seems. I'm gonna go have a look.
I will join Johan.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk behind these two. Just in case.
Let's just all go.
I can't let them wander off, can I? She goes. I can't let them wander off, can I?
My hand up and just take your hands.
We all join hands and we go to our doom together.
And you're headed towards the small door on the little bit that pokes out the top, are you?
Sure. Well, I was just going to like have a look at the outline.
No, I'm just seeking clarification, just so I know what you are doing. So you're just going to analyze the building from the outside at the moment.
Yeah, I want to see if there's anything I can tell
Okay.
Because I've seen foul magic at work before, and I want to see if there's anything I recognise.
Sure. Can I get an investigation check from you then, please?
Hell yeah, you can. That's a dirty 20, and I'm guessing someone's helping me.
Yes.
I'll be a dirty 20.
All right. The northern door that I was speaking of, as you're kind of looking around, does actually appear to be scorched and cracked. It actually has got iron hinges, which actually look as though they've been partially melted. But one thing becomes incredibly clear. The closer you get to this building, the stronger you sense this feeling of magic.
Does it... It hurts. Probably gives your hand a bit of a headache. There's something wrong here. Thoric, point your light at this door.
He does so as you get a clearer view of this clearly damaged door.
Is it from melted from the inside out or the outside in?
The outside... No, the inside out.
Okay, so whatever it is came from within.
Potentially. But there are blackened marks on the wall, on the outside of this building too.
Okay. So...
Let's just get this over with.
Make ready. I sense something foul. And we do.
Yeah. Sorry, kind of takes deep breath and...
What's it? So you're just going to try and open the door, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, it's not open. I thought it was... Sorry.
No. No. It's closed. Its hinges melted. Sorry.
I attempt to open the door.
If its hinges are melted, can't we just...
No. More fused, shall we say, rather than necessarily... Yeah.
Sorry.
Not melted off. More fused.
Sorry. So we're going to need to give it a good old barge then, eh?
Could I get a strength check from you then, please, Thoric?
I'm so
Saga
glad
will help. Saga's going to help with this right now.
You want to help? I never get to do strength things.
Sure.
18.
An 18. It takes a real good go. But you do manage to just yank this door open. Really, there's a lot of resistance. You kind of almost feel as though you're having to bend the hinges just to get it open. And this opens up into a small, dark room. I say small. It's 20 foot by 20 foot. And it looks as though there seemed to be, it's whatever was in this room before, there's really not much of it. But it does look as though what little you can make out looks to be kind of like tools and things that you would expect to see in an area where something might be polished or otherwise finished. Almost like a finishing area for a crafting something.
Are there any bodies or weapons?
No, as I say, most of this room has been completely destroyed. There is, however, a small door on the far side of the room to your right.
Is there anything in here of note?
Do you want to give me a perception check?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Just we're all together. We're all helping with everything. 18 again.
18. No, you're pretty clear that aside from what little remnants of polishing tools you can see, that's about as valuable and interesting as it gets in this room.
Right. Door number two, then.
Yep. Door number two.
Okay.
I sent to open this door. Is this also burned and shy?
Is it melted?
Locked.
Is it secret? Is it safe? No, this door is in a bit better condition. Not much better condition, but a bit better. And is certainly openable, if that is indeed a word. As you step into this much larger room, this one about 40 feet by 40 feet, looks to be a large workshop that has been badly damaged by some explosion or blast or something that may very well have laid waste not just this room but beyond as well. There are work tables that take up two corners of the room that look as though they are scorched. And the plaster has actually been burnt off of the masonry walls here. In the middle of this room is also a stone pedestal, upon which sits a small brazier in which an eerie green flame dances and crackles. The brazier and its pedestal surprisingly appear to have been untouched by whatever forces destroyed this area. But behind this brazier of green flame floats a spherical creature measuring roughly 4 feet in diameter. Four eye stalks protruding from its central mass.
No.
Two on each side.
No.
And in the center of the body, a large eye staring directly at you. And that is where we shall end this session.
Oh, boy.
Where is the black spider, Wayne? Where is he? Where hath he gone?
I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.